My name's Paul. I'm one of the clergy here, so I'm a day priest. And I've been here for about 3 years. And you've met Blake?
I've met last night, yeah.
And you should know a bit about Blake already. My area is kind of overseas mission and prayer and things like that. There's a number of us clergy that work here. At the moment, there's three, and the head vicar is coming in around about Easter.
And the head vicar is?
He is.
Johnny.
Johnny, I was going to say Andy.
Johnny
Grant.
Right,
okay. His name's Andy.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Johnny is he a new recruit to St. Paul's?
he is, but he's well known to the church.
Okay. Well known to St. Paul's,
isn't it? To St. Paul's and Jordan.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. We're an Anglican church.
Yeah.
Can you tell me a bit about yourself?
Yeah, I'm a Swedish citizen.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up in Canada.
Yeah.
So Canada is my cultural identity,
yeah.
And Sweden is my legal identity.
Mm-hmm. Do you have residency in Canada as well? Or?
No, in Sweden.
Is there anything else you'd like to tell us about yourself? Who you are? Give me a picture of kind of
who you are as a person. Yeah, yeah. Well, as with any meeting, you know, we established one of the points we want to agree on to talk about. So from my perspective, I'm pretty glad so we know approximately what to talk about. And so the key question for me was, which I emailed out to your church, are there opportunities in your church where I, as a single man, can meet and communicate with other Christian circles?
Yes.
That's the core question. Okay. That's the core subject from my perspective.
Yes.
And there's a few things that I would like to talk about before that. If we get to, the first relates to why this setting with three people. So I want to know from you why Blake was introduced.
Yes.
And the second thing is talk about the conduct of Blake yesterday, Sunday. So these are the two things I want to talk about before we get there. So is there anything that you want to talk about?
First of all, you've come with a number of requests from emails and just now. I'm responsible for myself and Blake and a few others, clergy staff, for our congregation. So obviously we care for our congregation and we want to try and care for you, but we need to find out a little bit more about you, who you are as a person. And I think, that's one thing. The second thing is probably to talk a little bit about some of the emails and some of the information that you have sent to us, just to try and work out where you're coming from, who you are, what that is all about. And then at the end of that, and after discussing your things, probably look at a way forward.
No, I wouldn't add anything other than that, in terms of the green, what we'll talk about, I'm not prepared to talk about last night from the perspective that I gave a very clear explanation to you at the door as to why I had signaled to you that it was time to leave, and so I'm not prepared to go into that further. I feel like I've given an explanation, so part of this discussion won't involve that.
Okay, I appreciate that you've already declared you don't want to answer any questions, but I will ask you. You did say before I left that we'll talk more about this tomorrow.
I subsequently thought that actually I was very clear last night, and I'm not prepared to discuss that further.
Okay, because of a lack of clarity, that is the reason why I wanted to ask you. But anyway, we'll start up with my first topic, so the question, which is my key question, are there opportunities that will perhaps come as a follow of your interest? Who am I? And you wanted to ask questions regarding the letter. Okay.
We, as a church, we of course, our aim is to, to your question and to people having relationships and singles coming into our church, but they have to follow the same, the normal norms of society, and within what's safe for different individuals. It has to be an equal sort of agreement between individuals. Now, as a church, we also need to, we're also aware that there are people that we need to be wary of, that we need to watch out for, just to protect those that are within the church. Okay? Now, I'm not saying that you are one of those people, but we need to find out who you are, and we need to be in relationship with you. We're totally up for people, for singles, getting together, getting married. That's, you know, part of call of life for some people. Some, for some people, it's not. So, we're not against
that. Okay. Not against it, but you're for it.
We're for it.
Okay. My first question is, I had never previously had any communication, to my knowledge, with Blake.
Mm-hmm.
And he was not on, as of yesterday, he was still not on the website as part of the staff.
Mm-hmm.
As Blake told me yesterday, he was taken on board with the staff about a week ago, so maybe that's why his information was not updated on the website. Why was Blake introduced? Why were we sitting three people rather than two people?
I just think it's better that Blake's new to church, like you said. He also comes with some experience, but also it's a learning opportunity. But also, I feel that it's good to have Blake here with us, having it rather than just two people talking, having three people, just so that there is. I have to meet with another person. Particularly in society these days, it's good to do that for many, many different reasons. One thing, it's good to have two people thinking around the subject. The other thing, it's a safe thing for you, it's a safe thing for me. So there's lots of different reasons for that, rather than just a one-on-one person.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's a very normal thing that I do and that we do as a church, and many other churches would do.
Okay,
well.
Fair. I respect that explanation.
Can I ask you a question?
No, you may not interrupt me again. Right. No. You will wait until
no,
I finish.
I will not.
Continue to talk. As I said, I respect that because I function in the same way of thinking about safety.
Awesome. For you to come into this church and to look and to ask these questions and to want to be involved in the church, you have to operate within the way society operates.
Okay.
And the way that you're just talking now, talking over Blake, not giving the space, is within this culture, is considered to be rude.
Okay. Well, can I tell you about rudeness? That is interrupting. You wait until somebody has finished their sentence, then you speak. And that is exactly about rudeness that I wanted to talk about Blake's conduct yesterday. He interrupted a conversation, and he discriminated, targeted only I, and I requested only I to leave the building.
Okay. Can I ask you a question as well? There's an important question.
Yeah.
I noticed on your website that you recorded conversations with other pastors, and I'm wondering, are you recording our conversations?
Yes, I am, and that's why I was acknowledging that safety was part of my mindset as well.
So
you have two people, I have, this is my safety.
Yeah, I understand that's your safety, but it's important to, I think, let us know. I mean, you're basically covertly recording our meeting, and I don't think that is, I think you should have. Paul, you know that I was coming, so you didn't get a surprise when I came, and I think that it would have been appropriate for you to tell us that you were recording that conversation.
you know now, it is perfectly clear for anybody who's read the material, but I safeguard myself with evidence.
Sure.
Okay. So in case that you make evil decisions based on our conversation, when it's up to the public to decide. But I hope it doesn't take that. I hope it doesn't take that road.
Yeah.
Okay, Torsten, but the way that you are responding to us, and even your emails that you sent to some of the staff members, you're not coming in from a civil or a friendly point of view, wanting to enter into community. Now, relationships are formed, and communities are formed around relationships building trust. But at the moment, trust isn't being formed.
No, and obviously, because that is what you wrote in your email.
You have quite a bit of suspicion already from us, okay? And because of that suspicion and some of the claims that you're posting on your website, we are coming in with a lot of mistrust, okay? So that's why it's coming to this point. And already, and you started this conversation in this way. And I've come in open, wanting to get to know you, asking who you are, trying to build some form of relationship with you. And you're not taking part, you're not willing to enter into that. Now, if you want to form a relationship with us as a church and with people in our church, you've got to start from that basis. At this moment, you're not. Do you understand that? That's how relationships are formed.
I'm perfectly understanding the nature of relationship building. So in your email response, you indicated a grave lack of trust in two ways. One, you actually wrote, it's going to be safe all around. Right? Now that clearly indicates you do not trust me. So, in addition, you also add another person. So it's not just about two people meeting, it's about...
Let me just open the email that you sent before I sent you back an email, okay? Let me get to that, because the things that you wrote down were rather derogatory. Now, there may have been a mistake on our church because someone didn't have all the information, but your response to that was very derogatory.
You've got to talk about that.
It was, wasn't it?
I don't know, but certainly these are the things we need to start talking about, you know. Yeah.
Do you want to have a look at the email?
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Okay. So that's the email there.
Okay, and which is there a particular sentence you want to...
Just the shameful at the end.
Shameful, yeah. It is shameful. It is shameful. Because these are, in any, you would never find business-minded people or people that are pragmatic who leave out the most essential, the absolute essential information for a successful meeting. You establish time and location. If you omit any of those time and location, you cannot have a meeting. And,
no, it's not a business. Okay.
People make mistakes. And it's going to be included as part of a caring Christian community, which is what we claim to be.
So, when I looked at your website and looked at all your claims on it, I am suspicious that you're actually not wanting to enter into a relationship. I'm suspicious that you are just going around with an agenda, okay, of trying to prove something and trying to point something out that you feel as though you need to do. I'm open to being in relationship with you and allowing you into our community, but I'm doing that because of all the information that you've posted and what you seem to be about. There'll need to be boundaries in place for that to happen.
And what are the boundaries that you have in mind?
Okay, the boundaries are that at this stage you're allowed to come to our public services. So that's the 9, there's the 11, 3:30 and at 6:37. Okay? At this stage, I'm not willing for you to enter into any of our small groups, home groups, or communities.
Why is that?
Because, well, the reasons that I just stated before.
Okay, well, what are your fears? You obviously say you're suspicious, because you said that word several times, you're suspicious, and there's a lack of trust.
Okay.
What are you suspicious of? What do you fear?
I fear, well, all the stuff that you're posting on the web.
Okay, like,
seeing several examples of means now, churches that we're affiliated with, and are in relationship with which have ended very badly, and as a result of that, and obviously things haven't gone well there, then we need to put down some plans to ensure that the same sort of results are going to occur here, as it's clearly resulted in other places.
And if we can build a relationship bit by bit, to the point where actually you're welcomed into the community and you start to build those relationships, then great and fantastic. But because I care for those that come to this church, and also because I care for you, we need to take that slowly.
Okay. If I understand the rationale, what you're presenting is because your Anglican colleagues have, and other colleagues in Auckland, have evicted and excommunicated him. And once they have displayed that level of evil, I have exposed them. Now, because I have exposed, you want to punish me, is that correct?
All of in the UK and in Sydney and in Auckland, there is a common theme where you go into churches and you seem to be, I'm not sure what your goal is, but you seem to go into a situation where there is, basically, the relationship breaks down at some point and then you post it all online, and I'm not sure what the purpose of all of that is, but knowing that that has occurred, we need to be cautious, as Paul has already said, and so there are boundaries that will be put in place.
Okay, so you're not answering the question, what do you fear? And that's because obviously you fear something, either that or you just want to punish. So what is your fear?
No, actually, we're not wanting to punish. You need to acknowledge point beforehand, we're wanting to build a relationship, we're opening our door to you, but it will be a slow process where you learn to trust me and I learn to trust you, and the same for the community. So actually, we're not wanting to punish. You've had lots of opportunities that have been shut down for you. We can see that, there's a history there. Actually, we are offering something here for you, okay? We're offering the hand of friendship, that's what we're saying. And you're not alone in these boundaries. We've done it before with people we have suspicion or they come with a history. Now, your history is all the things that you're posting on the website. Either all those churches around the world are evil and they are of the devil, like you say, and all the stuff that they're involved in is just wrong and they're not doing any good, or the other side is actually there's a misinterpretation. You're interpreting something wrong, or you're taking on something that's not true, and you're not learning from that, or you're presenting yourself in a way that is being interpreted in the wrong way.
So, what in your decision to bar me from anything else but the public meetings in the sanctuary? What do you fear would happen?
So I'm not firing you in the future. What I'm saying is, let's start slowly and then see how it goes.
Okay, but what there needs to be a reasonable fear, and what the reasonability that I can comment on that. What are the fears?
Okay, so there's two big fears. Okay. The first one, someone who says, I've come with an agenda to marry a single person. You're not alone. I even people within our congregation have said, now I'm interested in this or in marrying someone. Can you point out or can you let me into that community? And I would say, no, that is inappropriate. That is the wrong thing to come with such a strong agenda. It's about coming, forming relationships with people, getting to know, opening yourself, letting people make their decisions. And that takes time. And that's what I'm saying. Let's get to know you. Let's build that relationship. Let other people see you for who you are.
So
that's the first one. The second one is all the stuff that's on the web that you've posted. That, I have grave concerns about lots of that information that you've posted and some of the things that you are calling other Christian believers. Now, that is not something that Jesus Christ would let us do and want us to be doing, would it?
Right. Now, and Jesus said that you brood of vipers. I absolutely love the way Jesus approached the hypocrisy and the evil of church organization. But he loved the people. He saw the needs of people. He had compassion for people. But you don't.
You're not helping with building relationship here. I am trying to be really gracious and loving and opening a door to you.
Okay. Well, these two fears, and thank you for acknowledging and specifying these two fears. If you look at your first fear, the fear of marriage. Now, isn't marriage an institution that is from God? Then why do you fear it?
I don't fear it at all. When someone becomes a more than explicit agenda stating that about everything else is not coming in a normal sort of way that builds trust and builds respect for people and allowing them to enter into it. So you're about getting one thing. You're not about what we're called to as individuals and as community. And you seem to be on this agenda of just looking for a single lady who you can marry.
Is that my only agenda?
Well, that's what you're communicating in your email. Go back and look at your emails that you sent out.
What is it in my emails? Do I mention that I minister to the gospel to other people? Did you read that in the email, that I ministered the gospel message to other people?
The primary purpose of what we're about here...
I'm looking at Paul, and the person is elected to Paul.
And it's actually, to be honest,
you need to be able to respect by yourself. He's part of this community.
Yeah, and I'm a leader here, actually. So it's important that if we have a meeting, you don't completely ignore me or ask that we've got a serious problem. So part of coming into a community is accepting the various people and the various leaders that are here. And our primary purpose here is to provide a place where people can come and worship, not a dating service. And so when people email the office, sometimes quite rudely, and asking, can we provide them a link to a single female, that is a concern for us because we have a duty of care for every person that comes here to make sure that people aren't coming here with alternative agendas other than what our primary purpose is, which is to worship God and to get to know God and to be in a relationship with God.
So back to you, Paul.
I haven't seen any evidence so far.
Evidence of?
Of what you just put.
Okay. So you didn't read anywhere else in that email that I evangelize or that I minister to people? Or?
To tell you the truth, I may have, but the thing that sent a red flag was... I'm looking for a single lady who speaks English.
Okay, and that is something that you want, that's a warning for you. A man, a single Christian man, wants to marry.
As a first point of contact and a way into the church, that does send warning lights to me. And I've had it from other places, and I've had to meet the people who say that's not the way we do things, it's about coming in slowly, getting to know people, getting to know the community, and building a relationship, not just with individuals, but with a bigger group. And a number of those have taken that advice, have done that, and have now found their partners and got married. So we're totally for marriage.
Okay. What are the fears that you think could happen, or that you think could happen?
I've told you the fears. Okay.
Okay, but these are general explanations. Right? What if someone says, I want to find a husband, or I want to find a wife. I'm a Christian woman, I want to find a husband. I'm a Christian man, I want to find a Christian a woman to marry. What manifestations in reality are you afraid of?
I'm just afraid that we don't know you at all, and you're coming in with that agenda, and we don't know who you are as a person, and you could be all sorts of things. You probably aren't, but you could be. So we'd like to get to know you first of all.
Okay.
Now, we've been there. Those are my fears.
Okay. What can happen in reality? What's the worst case scenario that can happen? The minute your worst fear.
I don't need to go there.
If it's a principle thing, then it's actually more against marriage. If you don't want to, you know, so the fear, this could happen.
If you want to think, that's what I believe. You will make that mind up, make your own mind up over that. I'm stating now we are for marriage as a church. Okay? Right, so, moving forward. I've opened the door to you to come in and to be part of this community, but to start slowly. You are welcome, but there will be boundaries put in place.
Do you think that's a successful strategy, for example, to pinpoint as this gentleman did yesterday, as Blake said yesterday, to target one individual and to interrupt a conversation? I was sitting in the back right there talking with somebody, and he came forward and interrupted that conversation, and I tried to avoid so I could continue. We were actually in a talking about evangelism and with this 50, 60 year old.
Well, we need to
get these generalizations into the practical, because of that way that it manifests.
Mm.
And that is a manifestation of interrupting. I think if you ask anyone outside a church, they'll say, that is rude to interrupt and to interfere in a conversation.
People were leaving.
Look, Austin, I've seen quite clearly at the start of the meeting that as part of the agenda, we won't be discussing lifestyle. And I know that we have come here to record information so that you can put it on your website. And I don't know how that information is going to be used, and we don't have any control over that. We have continued to meet with you, even though I feel uncomfortable about the fact that you've got information that I don't know how you're going to use that. And I see quite clearly that we wouldn't talk about it, so we won't talk about it. We have come to open the door so you can come to the public meeting, but that there will be boundaries. And as part of coming to this place, you'll need to accept those boundaries.
So you're banning me from small groups. I'm welcome to the public meetings in the sanctuary, but I'm banned from small groups. Well, with that potential of non-potential, because I have no potential to build real relationships with people, and also with the type of targeted action as demonstrated by Blake yesterday, which is a type of discriminatory persecution in the church, how do you expect me to find, to have a trust in a relationship to someone who treats me like that?
As I said before, it's like that, slowly.
Okay.
That's what we did. We've done that in the past with people, and they've built the trust in the people.
Well, let's look at the trust issue. If you how can I trust someone who doesn't want to tell me what they fear? You don't want to be specific. What do you specifically fear that could happen? You haven't actually. You told me generalizations that we fear. We have a general fear for people that are honest regarding their intent of marriage. People who conceal those intents, people who conceal their evil, people who are duplicitous. You welcome. You unfathom. people who are actually not, they're not even Christians. You fathom them into the community. But those who are really born again, Holy Spirit filled Christians, those who are honest, those who are truthful, those are the ones that, yes. Mm-hmm. Well, I think, you know, people that have a more sober perspective, the people that are in the secular community, they look, you know, and they shake their head and say, what, you know, well, you know, well, what sort of glasses are these persons in the church leadership looking like?
There's a reoccurring theme here in your life, okay? Let me start thinking about that. And we're welcoming, we're offering the hand of friendship. We're welcoming you in. But once again, you're going down the same line that you've gone in many, many other churches.
Well, actually, it's the opposite.
And
you have chosen.
The saints around the world are actually, this is happening again and again and again. Maybe you should think about it.
Okay, well, without any specifics, I'm being specific. The only person being targeted requested to leave in a rude manner by Blake yesterday. He interrupted my conversation. I stood and waited for a person I wanted to say hello to, and because I have the manners not to interrupt. I see somebody in conversation, they seem to be ID conversation, so I stand aside and I wait until they appear to have been finished, concluded after that. That is why I stood and waited. What they did, he targeted me and said, you, specifically only you, get out of here. And so that's not acceptable. This type of discriminatory, if you say you're welcome to our public meeting, but we will interfere, we will interrupt, and we will target you specifically, okay? That's not building trust, my friend.
You're simply right to stop. And I feel I was very clear last night with the reasoning for you.
And with the evidence that we, and the background information that we had on you, and having you from things that you posted, some of the emails of dialogue, and the manner that you dialogued with us, we had concerns. Now that we've met with you, there's a way forward if you choose to take that.
Well, I wonder what sort of way forward would that be. If your staff are intent to interfere in conversations that I have and to specifically and discriminatorily target me in the public meeting, and on top of that, you ban me from the small group meetings where there is more potential to get to know people.
You have a choice. You can take that opportunity. Okay.
Well,
just that when you come to the public meeting, it's important you come and see the board or I, just to let us know that you are here. And that's part of building trust and setting up any trust. And I'm not prepared to go into that any further than other than to say that that's not really.
Well, so when I enter the building, I have to report to you or to Paul and say, I'm here now. Is that okay? Okay. Now, does anybody else have to do that? And you have to report to you? Okay. So why are you talking? Okay. How can that be, how can you expect me to have a trust in somebody who has such a demeaning attitude towards me? If you want to enter our public meeting, first you must report to us so that we can keep you under observation, so that we can interfere and keep you in our control, because we trust you nothing. That is essentially what you're saying. You must first report to us if you enter our building. So it doesn't. How do you think, Paul? What is in your head? How can you think? How can you possibly think that will be developing trust? How should I trust someone who tells me, if you want to talk to people in our church, you must report to me and ask for my permission?
As you start to build a relationship with me, then you'll get to know me and I'll get to know you and we'll start to build trust. Okay? We've got to start from somewhere and that's where we're starting.
And what do you think the natural human response to that is? I am going to control you. Now, if you want to enter into our community, you must submit to me because I am your authority.
I think we've been very clear about what expectations
are. We're offering a way in we can choose to focus. Okay.
And you refuse to talk about your discriminatory way of targeting me when I was in the building yesterday. And you refuse to...
No, we've given substantial answers.
To be precise about your fears, what you think I might commit, what you think I might do if I were to...
There would be no purpose what you're saying there, whether one way or the other.
And you think that, not being honest with me, you think that's the way forward?
No, it's not. I've been totally honest with you.
So you haven't been totally honest. You're evading what you're feeling. You're not being honest.
The conversation is coming to an end, okay?
You're not being open with me, Paul.
I'm totally open.
No, you're not. You're evading a lot of questions, and you think that by evading these questions, that you think this will gain trust.
Our congregation and for you, okay? And as someone coming into our church, there are steps that we are putting in place that look after you and also look after us. They are safety measures, not only for us, but for you, okay? If someone was to see the website, your website, from in our congregation, and they saw you talking to a young lady, they could do other things as well. Okay?
Like what?
If anyone was to read your website, they would be highly suspicious of you as a person. Some of the stuff that you say about Christian churches around the world, well-respected churches in the world, they would be concerned. Okay?
What do you fear?
My fear is that you'd be put in an unsafe position, but also my fear is that potentially without knowing you, we could be putting some of our single ladies in an unsafe position.
And what do you fear?
We're not going any further on that.
Okay. So that's where the conversation is in. So actually, okay, in the discussion.
Okay, you have been very evasive. You have been very general and you have also excommunicated me from potential, and that I have to report to you if I were to enter your building in a public meeting and ask for your permission to be present in your public meeting. Is that correct?
When you come in to report, you
don't need to have permission. Well, what's the purpose of reporting to you?
We're setting the boundaries. We're not going there. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
We're going to conclude the meeting here.
Okay, so you're not going to tell me?
I'm going to get further than that.